listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's South Park After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's South Park After Show.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another after show for South Park Season 17, Episode 5. I'm your host, Phil Svitek, joined alongside...
I'm Kylie Hodges.
And I'm Stephen Lemieux.
That's right. What a great episode. All I have to say, you know what, they had 2 weeks to kind of really do this one, and I'm glad that they did, because they were firing on all cylinders. We learned a lot today.
Probably going to be my favorite episode of the season.
Wow.
It is a very good episode.
There's a lot happening, and it definitely makes up for last week's episode. You and I
last
were not
was just
fans.
No. And we even had comments on YouTube. Doesn't this look like something from 4 or 5 years ago that
yeah.
should have come out?
But yeah. This week.
This week, it's so on topic, so completely ridiculously on point for what's happening in news today. And it even kind of goes back to, I mean, Miley's not really relevant anymore, but she's, but the VMA... I mean, she's still relevant,
relevant.
Everyone is wearing a Miley Halloween costume.
People, I dyed my hair
not
platinum
relevant.
And people think
okay.
I want to be like Miley.
All
it's
right.
just platinum.
It's
Miley's
just
everywhere.
Been a while since the VMAs.
But... okay, but it hasn't been a while since Wrecking Ball came out, since Miley's been doing her thing.
Okay. Yeah, that's
every,
a good point.
Every week there's a Miley hit.
Anyway, the episode's straight up on point.
It's called Taming Strange. Strange referring to a woman's hoo-ha or foo-fa. Marissa, get ready to play the more you know sound.
Okay.
Because here's what I learned today. We'll obviously talk about, but we'll talk about Mr. Mackey. We'll talk about everything. But I learned today that Canadians, when they hit puberty, when they fuck, their dick gets now hard.
Yeah. No, no. When they
no,
fart.
It's when they,
when they
fart.
Fart.
When they fart.
Yeah,
that's
you,
what. That's
you
why
know,
I
that's
asked
the, no,
if that's
fart,
a real thing.
When you fart, your dick gets hard. That was the joke.
You just couldn't hear the Canadian accent.
I thought they were just having sex at an early age.
No, because he didn't even know how to have sex. He didn't know how to make a baby.
All right, well.
The Minister of Health did not know how to make a baby. Yeah, cute. You should play it anyway. Give Phil the more I know. Phil knows.
I just, all right. It was such a strange experience watching the video where he explains how to make a baby because... I mean, it breaks the fourth wall, but it's still technically the video, I guess, that Kyle and Ike are watching.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
But before we get into that, let's talk about IntelliLink panels.
Oh, my God.
So,
as soon it opens with this.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Mackey's, like, hitting, like, all these buttons, just trying to schedule an appointment.
As soon as I saw it, I'm like, oh, my God, I know what's going on. And I love it. I love it when it's like that.
Okay, so tell us about the real Obamacare, Stephen.
Okay, so the real Obamacare has packages. It has silver packages, gold packages, and I don't know if it has platinum, but it probably does. I don't know about the Centurion package, but we'll do our research maybe. So basically, it's still really expensive, but it's not as expensive. But the way to sign up for it is causing problems for everyone. Because when you create a website, let's just face it, everything that most things run by the government don't work very well. I mean, we've already had the DMV in this season. We've already had all sorts of things throughout the seasons. Let's just face it. When it's the government, it doesn't run very well. The website is no different. They obviously did not put very much thought into a website that thousands and thousands of people are just going to be...
You mean millions?
Yeah.
Yeah, millions
Every
of people
single
are
person.
Going to be jumping on at the same time and going to have to use with sensitive information, very specific information... and things that could potentially send them the wrong medication if they are wrong. So the funny thing is, the biggest story, this was like a big hit on The Daily Show, as Jon Stewart did this gigantic, like 10-minute long clip about making fun of the problems with it and how nobody can sign up. Because his clip was, okay, step one, go to the site. The site doesn't let you go to the site. So I guess we're kind of fucked on all the other steps. So the site doesn't work. One woman successfully signed up, and Obama, in his speech, was like, this woman from Maryland, she signed up, and she's now on our silver plan, $600 a month, when it would have been $1,600 a month. So they did research. It took her 7 hours in front of the computer screen to sign up, and she even had to fill in some information more than once. Some things were still kind of wrong, but she signed up. So, of course, they're going to wave her like a flag for the gigantic, it works.
Well, she paved the road for the rest of us. Now it'll take 6.5 hours. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
6 for me.
Now, she's also only on the silver package.
Yeah, I mean,
she didn't upgrade to the gold or the platinum.
I just got to ask, though, like, if it takes 7 hours, and it's also not just 7 hours on the website. It was phone calls, website, email, tech support, everything to get it working. So do you really want to sit on a phone on hold with a government agency for 3 hours? To get your health care done for the day?
More importantly for me, I don't know what kind of treatment I would be receiving. It's, every time that they had the reoccurring thing, okay, let's make an appointment for counseling, the shades go down, music starts playing. It's
sprinklers
like,
start.
Yeah, it's like, is this guy going to fuck him? Is that what we're getting at? That's what
My
seemed
mind
to
did
apply.
Not go there, Phil.
Mine didn't go there either. I just loved that. Everything goes wrong, like, because it's again, you hit something and it does something completely random.
Yeah, because it does do the exact opposite. Shades going down again. Is that the,
yeah.
But again, to me, that might actually work because I don't know what they're implying.
I think it was the all night long that had you going that way.
There you go. And Taming Strange.
Yes, Taming Strange.
Those references throughout. But, you know, they hit a great nugget with Mr. Mackey in terms of most people who kind of get behind things. Yeah, as soon as it doesn't work, especially when something's so supposedly revolutionary, when it goes wrong, you don't want to be the person that was like, hey, let's do this. And Pat Connors is responsible for this whole system. How the fuck are we going to clean up our mess?
They just pass the blame and then fire him.
That's it.
Oh, my God.
I have seen real-life examples of that.
Oh, yeah.
It kind of reminded me of watching Mr. Mackey play with the, whatever that was, an iPad or whatever. It kind of reminded me of, like, teaching my parents how to use Facebook. Because it just, like, it looked like it
but
should be so
Facebook
simple. And they're
works.
Just like, oh, solid
at least,
point.
At least
but
if
it's
you
just
hit
like
the home button
old people
in
technology just don't always work out together. That made me laugh.
I think just the government and technology and stupid people and technology. Yeah. Doesn't really work out well.
Yeah.
True. I mean, let's face it, the majority of the people who, I got to choose my words very carefully
you
here.
You should choose. Yes.
I'm just going to stop there.
Good.
I'm playing it safe.
Kylie.
Should we, I didn't do anything.
And I'm saying, okay.
Should we discuss the, I didn't catch his name, but he was like the Minister of Health in Canada.
Was it the Prime Minister?
I didn't really catch. Whatever he was. His marital problems greatly affected his stance behind.
Well, it affected people who love this system and Telelink. It affects their relationships because everyone else thinks they're stupid.
Yeah.
And they get defensive. Go. And I could see that.
But I've never heard of someone queefing on somebody's face out of retaliation for what? Not going to therapy? Is that?
Well, she said
Canadians.
It was. She also said it was sarcasm. Okay. Yeah. Like when she was explaining how babies were made, she's like, "That was sarcasm." It's like these people don't understand sarcasm. They don't understand really anything. But okay, so how do you make a baby, Phil? Tell us. We need the more you know. Tell us how to make a baby.
You tame that strange.
You tame that strange.
There you go.
Okay.
That's what you do. You did what Ike did to Fufu.
Look, when you're at that when you're at that time in life when your buddies start becoming guys and your guys start becoming friends, I really like that they brought back that whole
"You're not my friend"
this
guy.
Cycle.
Yeah.
From
that's your guy, buddy.
That's Scott. He's a dick.
I like it when they bring Canadian humor into it.
And it takes
Remember the Royal Wedding episode
yes.
with yeah. Canadians.
Now he's ripping her arms off, as is tradition, and dipping them in the butterscotch pudding, as is tradition. So the baby's born after 6 months. I mean, that whole video was just kind of ridiculous.
That implies infidelity, correct?
I think it does. I think to a certain extent it does.
Okay, thank God.
So Yo Gabba Gabba comes into this. Ike calls his brother homo. This is where we kind of see the changing in Ike.
What's the reference to Yo Gabba Gabba?
Yo Gabba Gabba is just a children's show, and I think it was really just choosing something that kids like, but they don't necessarily like anymore after they go through puberty. I mean, after they get to a certain age.
No, I understand that, but that, you know, I know Barney. You know what I mean? I just wasn't familiar
well,
with
Yo
Gabba
Gabba.
Well, Yo Gabba
Gabba, have you ever watched it? It's like, I feel like I'm on drugs.
Oh, it's super weird.
It's really weird. really weird.
It's literally just like you entertain a kid with jangling keys. It's just like put weird shit in front of the kid and hope
wasn't
that it's...
like Mos Def was on an episode of Yo Gabba Gabba and he was like in this orange suit. And like, now I gotta find the video. They did this really trippy dance. Maybe it was Will I Am.
It's just,
I can't remember.
It's just like the Orange Show. Like it's a marshmallow kind of day.
All right, I get it. Well, what I like is, you know, part of it they're tapping into how everyone's just rewarded for something. Like, okay, what's your special talent? I can jump.
Yeah.
So there you go.
And it had to be a little fat kid too.
With like a lollipop. He was cute. So Ike, I thought it was funny how when Ike's, the qualities of Ike that showed that he was going through puberty was A, he was a jerk, B, he had facial hair, C, he had a weird voice, D, he had pimples, and then the last one, my favorite, was putting the chew in his lip.
The skull was good, but there's one more actually. He had like that one emo hair thing over his eye.
Oh, yeah.
Tie back to last week.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Still stuck in the emo.
He was goth. Sorry. Oh, yeah. Wait. Yeah, the same thing.
To me, what was funny, it was kind of obviously, you know, Kyle's always been the big brother, but it was kind of half weird of like, wait, who's older? And it made you question, and then it's like, it was a nice role reversal for them.
Yeah.
At that point. So I enjoyed that.
I love any episode with Ike. I love Ike. I love when they bring in the Canadians, like Terrence and Phillip. Any of those episodes.
It was just half strange. As Ike does explain, you know, he's half torn between what should he be doing, and he's doing all these adult things that we're saying, but then playing with trucks and watching Yo Gabba Gabba.
Don't look in on me while I'm playing trucks!
He was like, a 5-year-old going through puberty?
I'm a baby adult, okay? I'm just a baby wants some strange, Kyle.
Ew. It was just ridiculous. Okay, and then clear references to Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Okay, so Fufa's the one. And I think it's kind of funny how Miley's whole take is like being the gigantic stuffed bears kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like the human going to the stuffed bears. And this is like a mascot costume going into like the slutty version of itself.
She had, like, light-up arrows pointing down her crotch. It was gross.
Oh, God. It was just super warped, but super South Park. Like,
I forgot what TV show had this. It was We're the Millers. And they should have just added a tattoo, Penis Garage.
All right.
That's my next
Go tattoo. See that movie. It's a good movie.
I still have to see that. I've only ruined movie night twice to miss it. So Mr. Mackey is the Obama in this episode, basically, with, you know, I took this job to make care better.
Yes.
And it's not making it better. And then everyone's telling him that the system's not working. Like, it's the conference table. It's like, you've spent $22,000 on this system and the results have been catastrophic. What are you going to do? Well, I brought in the person who made the system so we can talk to them about it.
And then immediately fire her.
What are you going to do about this? What's wrong with you?
Yes. All right.
Oh, my God. So we're going to upgrade to platinum.
I do have one question. So if Ike was taking Drew Brees' medication.
Tom Brady.
I have Drew Brees on my fantasy team. I got Drew on my mind. Anyways, so Tom Brady has Ike's medication. What kind of medication is Ike on where he's just shitting his pants all the time? That's like all that I thought about.
Oh, like why is Ike on medication?
Because if they had swapped medication.
He's on laxatives. I mean, he's a baby, right? Do babies get put on laxatives?
I don't know. It's just like, oh my gosh.
I don't know. I mean, it's just, I wouldn't read too deep into it.
Just popped into my head.
I mean, it was just a clear setup to make Tom Brady shit his pants. That's what I, that's all I took out of it.
Pass out of exhaustion.
It was that scene with him shitting his pants really just made me think of this human centipede again. Like, yeah, Kairu!
That was a good episode, too. That was a nice tie back.
God. But, I mean, he's been doing pretty shitty lately. I mean, let's not even lie about that, Tom Brady. I mean, come on, man.
He's not on my fantasy team.
Why are you shitting the bed, Tom Brady?
Hey, at least they said go Broncos.
Oh my God. Shit.
Okay, so the Sentient Package.
Centurion
obviously fixes everything, and you'll never hear from us ever again, because you're dead.
He just shoots himself in the head.
Oh my God.
But it's just, it's, I mean... What are they saying, that we should just stick with what we have? Because honestly, that's what it is. It's like, let's install all these bullshit protocols to do this new healthcare system, or this new, sorry, like school system. And then, well, for it to work, we actually just have to rip everything out and then go back to where we were before and shoot this whole system in the head and just kill everyone who had to do with this system.
I mean, that's what South Park seems to be saying, certainly.
Okay.
I'm more interested in what they're saying about Miley Cyrus and what she needs to do. I mean, she's an artist. She needs to express herself.
I mean, they're totally making a joke about how it went from Hannah Montana to, like, this crazy, oversexed girl in, like, 2 seconds. You know? I mean,
but the explanation behind it is amazing, because it's exactly what, you know, like... And then Ike's kind of reaction to it of like, yes, we're all going to grow up, but we need to do it at a correct pace, so to speak. And, you know,
it's wise.
And that is not the case.
I don't know if this ties in. Marissa, you might know. Miley's boyfriend, what's his face? Or ex-boyfriend now.
Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah. Did they break up before or after the VMA performance?
After.
It was after?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Should have been before, but whatever.
Like that night? Like, he just backstage was like, yeah.
No, like a month later.
Oh, okay. Because I thought it was like, I thought it was like that night.
He was waiting for her backstage and was like, can I?
I thought it went down that way. I don't really look into.
I mean, if a girl you were dating did that, would you keep dating her?
Probably not.
Yeah. I don't blame her.
All right.
Maybe she's got some good strange.
Ugh.
All right, that about wraps up this episode. Let's get into predictions for next week.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
One last thing before we wrap up, because I always do that because I'm an asshole.
Yes.
I just like that we're trying to instill this social healthcare system kind of thing, and this was just showing how bad it works, basically. Like, how bad signing up online and having your own little ID number to do your healthcare works, because it's just a messed up system. But I like that they show Canada, because the main argument is like London and Canada. Like, oh, they have their healthcare. It works just fine. And we're seeing Canada in this, and they have the same system, and it still turns the lights off and still plays the music and shit. It's still just as fucked up as if we tried to do it.
But the gold version works for them just fine.
Yeah. So that's, I really did like that, where it's just kind of like, yeah, it's all fucked up here, but let's go to a place that actually has had it for a while. Oh, it's doing the same thing? Okay, maybe this isn't the best idea. All right, now all predictions. Right.
Predictions for next week. What would you guys, I mean, these are more wishful things, because we obviously never get previews or anything like that. So what would you guys like to see?
I'm going to say it the third week in a row. I'm going to say I want something about the Xbox One, PlayStation 3. 2 weeks from now, it's being released, so.
Okay.
Trying to think of what I thought of last week. Say something about Syria. I don't know. That's so, like, whatever.
It's so old now.
Plus, they touched upon it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I was kind of hoping for, like, a Halloween episode.
Yeah,
they're usually
really good with their Halloween episodes. We might, you know, they've done Thanksgiving
ones.
Yeah,
that's one of my favorite episodes, so.
Cabas!
Gobbles 2.0. God, I love Gobbles.
So they could do something like that. We've got a few more episodes. I mean, we're I don't know. I forget how they're fully splitting this season up. Usually they do 7 and 7, so we're at 5 now. So I don't know if we're going to get 2 more break, or we're going to go to 14 or figure out some sort of, I don't know. I don't know what the deal is with that. But anyway, we will certainly be back here next week unless there's another power outage over at South Park Studios. Hopefully not. Until then, where can fans hate you, Stephen?
You can find me on the Twitters at Stephen Lemieux, Stephen Lemieux. Or check me out on the Sleepy Hollow AfterBuzz TV After Show. We just did an interview with Orlando Jones, so check that out on YouTube.
And what's
as well.
Your Obamacare ID?
My Obamacare ID is Tasty Strange 22.
Okay.
You can find me on Twitter at the Kylie Hodges, or on Sunday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern Time for the Hello Ladies After Show.
And follow us here at AfterBuzz TV, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that fun stuff. And hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode as much of the show, because it was a really good episode. We'll see you guys next week.
Woo!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.